Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining me right now to talk a little NBA. It's winding down, man. March is here, and it's almost time to start talking postseason in the NBA. It is the home stretch of the regular season, and joining me right now, you can hear him on Sirius XM, the NBA channel on Sirius XM, which I was kind enough, I shouldn't say kind enough, I was fortunate enough, and maybe kind enough, who knows? He's kind enough to join me right now, and I was on his show this morning, Brian Geltzeiler, HoopsCritic.com as well, joining me on the show. I guess I kind enough just automatically came out of my mouth, Geltz, but you know I'm always honored to come on your show, as I like having you on this show as well.
Right back at you, my friend. Yeah. I feel the same way. I love having you on mine, love coming on yours.
Yeah, appreciate that. So, Geltz, I'm going to ask you something that you asked me on your show this morning because I want to get your thoughts on it. But I'm here in Houston, as you know, and you asked me to compare the Rockets team this year to the Rockets team of last year just in terms of how dangerous they are and what kind of threat they could pose to win a championship. How do you feel about the Rockets in that aspect right now?
Listen, I don't think they're as good defensively as they were last year, but Lord knows they've turned it up here, and they've found a couple of different combinations. And the thing is this, listen, they got better defensively last year, but there's a larger versatility to this team this year. The whole aspect of being able to, you know, kind of plug somebody at the fifth spot when maybe Eric Gordon is in the answer. So maybe it's Fareed at the four. Maybe it's Shumpert as an extra wing. Maybe you need some extra scoring and you make it Gerald Green. They have a kind of that plug-and-play versatility that they didn't have all that much of last year. The other thing is this, listen, I think that the player that really has made a more of an impact this year and has made up for them losing Trevor Ariza, and it's kind of happened gradually, but P.J. Tucker's become that Swiss Army knife type for them that is so essential if you're going to be a team that you know, he's good, has the offensive star power, but needs to have a complementary piece that heads up at defense and also helps you offensively. And listen, something to remember about P.J. Tucker, 52% of the threes he takes are corner threes. He's shooting 42% from the corner. That's a heck of a number, 38% overall. So they've turned him into an above-average three-point shooter. And you look around between Paul and Harden and Eric Gordon, they got enough guys that can throw in the ocean. If they can find the right ways and the right opportunities to get stops, they are downright dangerous. I think, you know, listen, as good as they were last year, they kind of tied themselves to the three, and they're always going to be tied to the three to an extent. But the fact that Harden is doing what he's doing in isolation, not that he wasn't doing it last year, but not to this extent, and it becomes a lot more of a weapon for them, they may be right now a tad more dangerous this year.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up P.J. Tucker, Geltz, because they picked up Kenneth Fareed when Capella was out, and now with Capella back, I would say both, when Kenneth Fareed showed up, they were playing P.J. Tucker at the five a lot, and it looked like P.J. Tucker at the offensive end was just really out of sorts because he couldn't just perch himself down in the corner because he's playing the five. It's almost like with the return of Capella, with the acquisition of Fareed, it's like they picked P.J. Tucker back up again, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, because listen, he'll play four and he'll play three. He's not a five, and I know he played some minutes last year in the playoffs at five. It was kind of a fluke that he played well there. But the other key guy that you mentioned is, you know, their defensive resurgence has a direct correlation to the return of Clint Capela. Clint Capela is the guy that nails everything down for them and makes everybody on the perimeter just a little bit better because of A, how well he switches on the perimeter, and B, how well he protects the rim. Capella's a tremendous defensive center, so you got the heart and soul of your defense back, and with those two on the back line, and again, with Chris Paul, who still is, you know, not the same, not the player he was, but he certainly is a higher-end defender still at this point, and to be able to mix and match that fifth spot with different looks, I'm curious to see what happens when they really start to integrate Shumpert and if what he can do defensively makes an impact. You know, he's a guy, as my Saturday partner Lionel Hollins pointed out to me yesterday, he's a guy who has a reputation as a big-time defender. But in reality, through the course of his career, his defense has come and gone. And at times recently, gone more than come. You know what I mean? So what he's going to do is interesting. I mean, I did remind Coach Hollins, he's the guy that shut down Klay Thompson in the 2015 finals. He still is that guy. Can he still be that guy again? That's something that if he can, the Rockets may just have that kind of lockdown defense that can power them in the playoffs.
Brian Geltzeiler, HoopsCritic.com and SiriusXM. Joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, Gelt, so I'm seeing a headline here. Lonzo Ball joins Brandon Ingram in the Operation Shutdown crew for the Lakers. We know they're scaling back on LeBron's minutes. What's a best-case scenario for the Lakers this offseason, and how high a ceiling does that best-case scenario give them for next year?
Well, the best-case scenario is that the Pelicans decide that they're going to trade Anthony Davis to them, that the Celtics decide that Jason Tatum's not worth trading and they don't make him the kind of meaningful offer they thought they're going to get, that for whatever it is, the Knicks pick falls to four and they don't value it as much, and that kind of, you know, the other teams, you know, maybe the Clippers end up getting two big free agents and don't necessarily, you know, want to make the push for Anthony Davis at that point, and that kind of things fall around then and they end up being the only choice. That's their ceiling. Reality is going to be a heck of a lot different because Boston is going to pony up for Anthony Davis, and odds are the Knicks are going to have a top three pick that would make them players for Anthony Davis. And in the end, the Lakers are the offer that Pelicans are going to go shop. They're the baseline. So it's going to be much harder for them. The other problem that they have is that LeBron's reputation precedes him. He spent way too many years using players as chess pieces, using teammates as chess pieces. And guys kind of have rebelled against that and don't want to go play with him. You combine that with the flat-out arrogance of the Laker front office, how they handled the Paul George stuff a few years back with the Pacers, which teams haven't forgotten, what they've done and try to publicly shame the Pelicans, and then turning around and accusing, after they tried to publicly shame the Pelicans, trading Anthony Davis to them, then they publicly accuse the Pelicans of some kind of ethics violation. It's insanity, this arrogance of this Laker front office. No one wants to deal with them. So I'm not sure what they're going to do. Listen, the scenario I see playing out for them this offseason is they strike out with every big free agent, and in the end, the game of free agency musical chairs when it comes to max money has got the Lakers as the one standing there and the DeMarcus Cousins chair open, and that ends up being the marriage that ends up happening, and the Lakers end up being a team with LeBron, an older LeBron and Cousins, you know, with maybe a couple of these young guys that maybe can win a round in the playoffs, but not a team that challenges to come out of the West at all.
What do you, Geltz, just big picture, what do you make of LeBron right now? Just the weird things with the, you know, like letting the ball roll out of bounds, throwing the ball off the backboard, the back of the backboard, Kyle Kuzma having to basically two-hand shove him in the back to close out on a shooter. I mean, what's the deal, man?
You know, I'm not really, I wish I knew, Shawnee. I can speculate as to certain things. His head's in other places, and he's become, in his own mind, he's become larger than life. And that can be a little bit dangerous sometimes because basketball has become just another thing I do. And part of the reason this guy is one of the best players to ever play in the history of the sport, I have a number four, but part of the reason that he is one of the top five players ever to play the game is because he lived, ate, breathed, drank basketball. He's not doing that anymore. He's much more interested in being a producer, in you know, shelling out content and being a talk show host. And he has a lot of, you know, he has a lot of things going on. His production company, he's getting involved recording with 2 Chainz. He's got his hands in so many different pies right now. it's hard for him to focus on the sport. And he kind of, he looks around his team and believes that at this stage of the game, he's kind of above it. And if in the end, he's got so many other things in his life that are working, if basketball's not working, he's just not going to give that his all. And I think that's the thing that more than anything else that it appears with LeBron James is basketball has become less important to him. And listen, his skills will, at this age, start to erode a little bit if the work ethic isn't maintained. And I think we're seeing a little bit of that as well.
Geltz, my hot take theory on it is he's going through a divorce. Because that's the stupid stuff that you do when you're walking around in a funk going through a divorce.
I guess it could be. Listen, it is, Johnny.
I say it tongue-in-cheek. I'm not asking you to confirm or deny that he's getting divorced.
I don't really have any information on that. You know, to my understanding, that's a good situation. But again, you don't live in anybody else's home. I certainly don't live in LeBron's home.
I'm sure it's a nice home, but
So
Geltz, by the way, who do you have 1, 2, and 3 ahead of LeBron?
In terms of overall, I have the number one is obviously Michael Jordan.
Yep.
Number two is Kareem, and number three is Bill Russell for me.
Okay. Do you think, I'm curious, I mean, you probably through your show and just your conversations with people about basketball, do you think that putting guys like Kareem and Bill Russell, I've got a friend here at the station that hosts during middays, John Lopez, who I think still thinks Wilt is the greatest player of all time. Do you think having fives like that up really high is going to slowly become maybe sort of an age-dependent thing, just given how the game has evolved?
I don't know if it, well, yes, I think that the evolution of the game matters. I also think as you get further on in years, and it's been a lot more years since some of these guys have played, I think a lot more people look at it differently because they don't have the frame of reference. And I think that's a very important thing. So I think with guys, listen, I saw Kareem play for a bunch of years, and the dude was friggin' unbelievable. And when you look at the way Bill Russell won prolifically and continued to win and coach the team and won, you know, that doesn't happen by coincidence. And although he wasn't a guy necessarily that was a points guy, what he did on the defensive end and the rebounding side, but he was all about the W. So I that's kind of the way I look at criteria. I'm very big impact winning on guys, impact on winning type of guy, showing you. So I don't necessarily look at some stats are important, don't get me wrong, and stats and impact on winning have a lot of overlap. But by the same token, I get impressed with guys that find ways to win prolifically as great players. And again, LeBron James, it's no small accomplishment to go to 9 total NBA finals, 8 consecutive NBA finals. Yeah. Is an amazing accomplishment. And he came away with 3 rings. It's no joke. And that's so that to me puts him above the likes of Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. And listen, Will, as great as he was, I just don't know that he won enough. And I think that's something that has to be used here as well. So that's why I kind of put him in that rare quality of being the 4th best player in the history of the sport.
Oh, no, he absolutely deserves it. There's no question about that. Brian Geltzeiler, Hoops Critic, at Hoops Critic on Twitter, and you can catch him on Sirius XM. The NBA channel on there does a phenomenal job on there. Geltz, really appreciate it, man. We will do it again soon. Enjoy all the games this week, my brother.
Thank you, Shawnee. Always my pleasure. Fun day doing this home and home, my man.
Let's absolutely. Love the home and home, man. Appreciate you, Geltz.
You got it right back at you, babe. Thank you, sir.
There it is. Brian Geltzeiler joining me on the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.